Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
There's a verse. I think it's in 3 John, right before it gets to Jude. I'm not sure where it is, but what it says is, keep yourself in the love of God. And that's always been quite a challenge to me. Because basically we don't believe we are loved as much as we are. And keep yourself in the love of God means that you have to keep in the place where you enjoy His love for you. It's another place. I have to include myself in the command to love. Because I started, and as I told before, the Lord said, it's someone you hate. And I said, no, Lord, I don't know anybody I hate. He said, yes, there is one. It's you. And I will hold you accountable for that hate as soon as I would if you hated any other person. So I began a long time ago with this nudging from the Lord. But keep yourself in the place where love can reach you is sort of the inference of that verse. Do you have it, John? Keep yourself in the place where you can have God's love. In other words, keep yourself needing His love and wanting to experience His love and keeping yourself without any barriers of sin between you and Him. And that's the thing that I'm enjoying so much right now with lavish forgiveness and unconditional love. There's a sense in which I'm fortressed behind that love, and I'm safe, and I'm filled, as John said, I'm full, and all kind of things go with that fullness. It's a sense of being intact. That word intact has always intrigued me because I want to feel as a person that I'm completely intact, and, not that I don't need anyone, but that I am myself.
I think we find that intactness when we are willing to love. I think that's where the intactness comes. It's not in developing necessarily your character, even though that happens. It's more about love. Your character comes out of love. I don't understand how exactly. I can't give you the ins and outs.
Oh, but the one character trait, the one integrity is love. The basis, the one, the first. That's brilliant, John.
So, if you don't love, then guess what? You're nothing.
Mm-hmm. And you're vulnerable to hate and to all that.
And susceptible to it.
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Susceptible and vulnerable. You're mm-hmm. vulnerable to the attack. Mm-hmm. And you're also...
And it's the enemy also wants us to hate God.
And once you hate yourself, don't we turn that?
Actually, that's what it is.
Exactly. We're hating God.
When
for
we hate
doing
the
it.
Life He gave us, we are hating Him.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
And so, that's...
And as you're talking, John and Martha, what I hear is that the love is not only the power, it's the authority over the hate. Because God is love, and His love conquers all. So therefore, love isn't just a power. It's the authority of God to subdue the hatred.
We don't know to fight warfare using love, do we?
And what I've seen in my own life is it is a real battle, not only in your heart, but in your mind, to watch your thoughts, to stay in thoughts that are loving and things that are, you know, it's that scripture, think on those things that are lovely and of a good report. And it's filling your mind really with the love of God in all its richness and fullness, you know, the wonderful things but I have a responsibility to keep my thoughts because that affects my heart. And filters in, and even about myself, I'm so pierced, as John and Martha have been talking, because I have too lived in much hatred, much self-hatred, and there is a neutral ground that you go to. Well, I don't hate myself anymore, but I can't say I love myself. And that's the work John's doing, and I see it as just an amazing journey and an encouragement to me to absolutely go into.
I was asking the Lord, again, for years, please tell me how to love myself. I don't know how. I have no idea how. And I had somewhat of a breakthrough not long ago. And he said, all of your priorities where yourself is concerned are not about loving yourself. They're about just getting to a place where you're not ashamed of yourself. So my only contention with all this is I'm not sure there really is a neutral ground such as we understand that. I think maybe there's a less horrible ground. but, you know, it's still not until you cross the bridge into love. It's not really neutral. You're still just varying shades of not so good, you know. And I said, okay, well, I told you I didn't know how to love myself. So, all right, fine. You know, I'm shame-based. Okay, so that's where I am. I said, you know, what do you want me to do? And I didn't say it nice like that because that's not how I work. And this is the aspect of forgiveness that he's been working out in my life. Working to give myself a clean slate every day. That's it. That seems such a straightforward and simple thing. And then I realized I don't think I've ever done that in my entire life. Which is probably why I have struggled mightily to give other people a clean slate, depending on what the offense was. How tied was it to my wounds, you know? And if it was tied too closely to my own wounds, there was no clean slate. I didn't have one for me. I wouldn't have it for that person, you know? I would fight and fight and fight all day long. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. Tied in there. And I think it's really been changing things. There are places that I have been, like boulders sitting in my life, I've been unable to move, and they're wobbling. From one thing, forgiving myself every day for being me. Right? Now, have I crossed the bridge to love such as it is? No, this is a step of obedience. This is what he gave me. I'm to give myself a clean slate every day. I'm going to follow that until he tells me what's next. You know? And so that's part of the process too, John. And I want to encourage people with that. Sometimes it's not so dramatic. And you can spiral out and say, well, it should be bigger than this. It should be showier than this. It should be more obvious than this. Either I trust him or I don't. And, you know, there's so much going on that the past 2 months has felt like 2 years. That's seriously, that is what it's felt like because he is so on the move and there are so many things happening, not just in the world, but in our personal body of Christ and in our church, in my life with him. And I got to say, I'm content. I'm content to do that one thing until he gives me something else. And I'm not capable of that contentment. So I got to figure that's him too.
And it's in our individual lives. Absolutely. There's movement in our individual lives.
Yes.
Even how we interact with ourselves, see ourselves. It's everything. He's doing, I mean, there's something going on. It's pretty amazing.
A lot of repentance going on. And that's where change begins on your face. In genuine repentance.
And I'm seeing that forgiving myself, as Jen says, for just being me. Some days it's just as simple as that. It's just for being who I am. I don't even have to get up and do anything yet. It's just being me. But forgiveness opens the door to love. Without forgiveness, I will never be able to love myself. If I cannot forgive myself, there's no hope of me loving myself or anyone else.
That's beautiful. The reference I made earlier is Jude 20 and 21. I'll read it from the New King James, but I'm going to look it up in other translations. But you, beloved, there, see, he's loved. He's speaking out of love. Building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Okay, what is the definition of that, Jennifer? Keep is actually guard.
The word keep here is terio, from tyros. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. A guard or warden. It means to keep an eye on, to keep something in view, to hold firmly, to attend carefully, or to watch over it.
Well, this scripture reminds me of Proverbs 4:23. And in the Passion it reads, "So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life."
And Brother John brings the benediction. I really am challenged by this, and this is where I'm at, and I'm inviting all of you that are listening, if your heart has been pricked by any of the things that we've said, that you see that you are not in a place of loving yourself, I'd love to invite you into this journey, because I'm sure that this is going to be something that we're going to touch on in the near future. I think that as God exposes and trains us up and brings us into that love of self, I believe that we're going to come here and we're going to, you know, share it with everybody. And because it's vital for us. It is vital for us. We will die if we do not have this. And I bless all of you to run with us with it. And I'd love to hear in the comments anything that you want to share. And you know, we'd like to, you know, have this be a dialogue as well, because I think that he's going to develop this, and we can help each other. So thank you for listening, and go love yourself.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.